Us Unite podcast. My name is Maddie.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the podcast, Uniter. Today, I really want to jump into a pronunciation feature that's going to change your English skills in positive ways. That pronunciation feature is called connected speech. Here's what I see a lot of on social media. How to pronounce this word in English, or how to say this word in English correctly. There are a lot of posts out there teaching you how to pronounce single words. Now, don't get me wrong, this is useful too. You definitely want to master pronunciation of tricky words. But remember that we don't speak in single words. We speak in sentences, expressions, and longer stretches of communication. You can learn how to pronounce all the words in a sentence correctly. But if you don't know how to pronounce the sentence correctly, it might make things difficult for you and possibly unclear for the person you're talking to. This is why connected speech is so important. It's the pronunciation features that help us to pronounce sentences more fluently. Here's a very popular thing that most learners say about fluent speakers. They speak too fast. I say this about Portuguese speakers here in Brazil. They speak really fast. Or do they? There's actually a big difference between speaking fast and connecting our speech. Listen to how I say this sentence. I like to go to the cinema and watch movies about superheroes. Okay. That was fast. That was too fast. Even my friends and family would think this is strange, and they definitely wouldn't understand what I was saying. But this is how we think fluent people sound when they're speaking a language we're learning. But now listen to my sentence, the same sentence, with connected speech. I like to go to the cinema and watch movies about superheroes. This time it's not as fast, but it might be difficult to hear some words. Now, listen to the sentence so you can hear every single word. I like to go to the cinema and watch movies about superheroes. Nobody speaks like this. It's very unnatural. And this is because I'm not following any connected speech rules or features. I'm speaking like a robot. Or a very bad AI assistant. The point I want to make here is that it only seems like fluent speakers are speaking too fast because when they connect their speech, they mix words and sounds together. And sometimes there are new sounds, and sometimes sounds disappear. When you learn more about the connected speech features, two things happen. The first thing is you learn to speak a little bit more fluently and you feel like you're speaking faster. And overall, you speak more comfortably. The second thing is you start to hear and understand more of what fluent speakers are saying because now you're more aware of how connected speech works. As a teacher, if there's one thing I've experienced myself and seen my students experience, it's this. When you finally learn something new, you start to see it more and more in your life. It's almost like you unlocked the part of your brain that couldn't see what was there before, but now you can see it. This is something that typically happens after you study and practice connected speech for a while, but we'll cover more about how connected speech can help your listening in another podcast episode. So yes, it is important to know the pronunciation of single words, but it's also very important to focus on connected speech. This will give you a more well-rounded knowledge of pronunciation and will help you to become an even better speaker of English. Now, I won't say that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of connected speech features, but there are a lot of them to learn. I won't be able to cover them in this podcast, but here's what I'm going to give you today. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. Three things about connected speech you need to know now to feel more fluent and understand better. And this cheat sheet even comes with a video lesson. You can find your free copy of this cheat sheet and video lesson in the description for this podcast, or you can go to www.english-unite.com/connected-speech. Again, that website is www.english-unite.com/connected-speech. By learning the rules in this cheat sheet and practicing some of the sentences, you'll already start to see small improvements in your speaking and understanding. And definitely don't forget to have fun with it. Tune in next week, Uniter. For now, happy studying. Bye-bye.